This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Without an absolute shebingus taking place today, another case of the urinal overflowing with disgusting you-know-what goes in there. Just absolutely awful to the point that I walked in about an hour ago, smelled whatever that smell was. It's that plus ammonia to try to clean it, and I'm still ghosting that nauseating feeling in my stomach. Explain to me why it is so challenging for some jackass human being who is perpetrating some sort of nonsense down that urinal to clog it and ruin everybody's day is still employed in this cluster. Fire that person, publicly shame that person, cane that person, send them to some other country where they have corporal punishment. That person needs to be publicly humiliated and caught and embarrassed and shamed and beaten around the head, neck, and chest. F that person. You're ruining everything for everybody. Shame. I hate you. Thank you very much with the bell. I hate that guy. Shame. Someone explain to me why you can't go to the bathroom on this floor anymore.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Someone explain to me why the Wizards can't just dominate a bad team once.
Thank you.
Shame.
Just one time. When the Wizards lead by 18 or 19, my default setting is, at what point is this going to become a three-point game? In 10 minutes or an hour?
And the lead is three.
That's the Steve Buckhand's tone.
That's the Buckhand's.
And the lead is three. So well said. Someone explain to me why they just can't put bad teams away. Just beat them handily one time.
Behave normally, please.
Someone explain to me. I saw this two times in the NFL this weekend. Why it isn't completely intuitive for a millionaire defensive back who's been in the league for more than 30 seconds to immediately bend down and touch the receiver sliding on the ground who caught a pass, fell to the ground, and has clearly not been touched. T.Y. Hilton goes to the ground, gets up, and runs for a 70-yard touchdown this week. 70-yard touchdown. He dove to the ground. No one touched him. He got up, and he kept running.
Touch him.
Josh Doctson dives, slides 6 yards, and a dumb cornerback who's a rookie. I'm sorry. You didn't get drafted yesterday. You got drafted several months ago. Just, by the way, have you ever watched an NFL game?
Touch him.
I've never been drafted. I'm not even a first-year player. I know that you got to touch him.
Touch him.
Touch the receiver. Someone explain to me how it's possible in professional football that routinely guys either don't touch someone or barely touch them. There was a Redskins play that they got bailed out on a few weeks ago. I want to say it was Quentin Dunbar or somebody, but someone goes to the ground.
I mean, barely brushed him, almost by accident.
It was on accident. It was like his leg touched his foot. He did not touch him with his hand. It was a completely boneheaded, dumb play. Someone explain to me why players in the NFL don't know that the rule is that you need to touch the guy on the ground.
800-636-1067. Someone explain to me. I got another one if you want.
I want to hear it. You want to hear Ben's first?
Let's do Ben's.
Let's go Ben DC. Ben, what do you got?
I wonder if he means old Ben.
So I got two issues now. One is, why do guys in the NFL need someone to come up with a water bottle and spray it into their mouth?
That's pretty good.
Kenny Mayne did a great bet on that years ago.
We're
like, guys don't know how to do it.
Someone explain to me why people have to spray the water for the players. That's pretty good.
And then the second thing is, why doesn't DJ Swearinger get more credit? This guy is a bash brother with Josh Norman. I love these two guys together. Thanks so much, guys.
Former high school teammates, DJ Swearinger has been remarkable.
He's had
one bad game, which was the Eagles game. He got torched by Zach Ertz much of the night, and he just had an off night. It happens. Other than that contest, he has been one of the better safeties probably in the division.
So they've done this, you've been on other teams, maybe it's going to work out for us thing. They've done the, you know, the top of the trash pile thing. Remember David Bruton? That was a thing. Just never forget that they just, Jeremy Johnson or Jerron Johnson,
Kareem
whatever
Moore,
his name was.
Whose tweets were just not impossible to read.
They just tried a million different things because none of them worked. This seems to be off of the readily available, you know, four teams in 4 years kind of thing. This one looks like it worked. This one looks pretty darn good.
Yeah.
They look smart all of a sudden.
Hey,
like they know better than
everybody
else. If
you play the lottery enough, you're going to win at some point, right?
I suppose you're
Isn't
right.
that the way it's supposed to go?
Someone explain to me why end-game nonsense happens in Seattle. Why can't referees get the ball spotted, get the clock stopped or started? Why is there always some sort of end-game controversy where Seattle has a play that they shouldn't have, whether it's replacement refs giving them a touchdown when it wasn't, when it was interception against Green Bay, whether it was a million other things that always seem to happen in that stupid artificial noise stadium that I hate that's built and paid for by Starbucks Coffee. I can't stand it. I don't know why it happened. Explain to me why the clock stopped for 5 full seconds at 11. No one talked about it on the broadcast. Dino Blandino was like, well, it's nice to be here. I think the issue is that maybe something happened. Tell me what happened or go home and suck your thumb and like Mike Pryor and the other adults do it. I can't stand him on television. He stinks. Say something or don't. Take
you
a stand
stinks?
And make it just be correct. He hasn't been
correct since he's been on that.
He wasn't.
They didn't ask him the right question, though. He was asked about the 10-second runoff, and he correctly answered that. He didn't point out that they shouldn't have stopped the clock, which is a whole other issue.
He took didn't want to offend anybody, but like, I hope the clock operator is a good friend of mine. I don't want to say anything. Don't stop the clock. Don't apologize to me afterwards. If that ball had come down in the hands of that anonymous jackass receiver from Seattle and we'd lost the game, the league would have said, hey, by the way, sorry. Don't be sorry. Get it correct the first time, every time, always. Always be correct. Do the correct thing. No one got mad enough on the broadcast at the incorrect clock stopping. I was mad. I was at home. I said I'm like a crazy person.
Someone explain to me is the segment. We want you to participate. So here's what we're going to do. Phone lines wide open for you. We'll hit your someone explain to me's next. 800-636-1067. They can be about the Redskins or sports. You can go outside of the realm of sports if you'd like as well here on Grant and Danny. Again, it's 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us your responses. We'll read some of the best at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny for me.
You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.